Hey, you guys, what is up? Welcome back to the Gals on the Go podcast. It's Brooke.
And Danielle, back at it with another episode for you guys. Hope you're having a great day.
Yeah, it's Monday when we're recording this, and it's another week here in quarantine. How are we holding up?
Oh, we're holding up. I think I'm doing mentally better this week than last week, so that's a good, you know, I think I'm just getting used to it, honestly. How about you?
Really? Yeah, I think so, too. I was actually going to say that, like, I hit the acceptance phase. I unpacked. I was living out of my suitcase for a while because I was like, you know, like, oh, who knows when this is going to be over. And then it just kept getting extended and extended. I was like, you know what? I'm going to unpack. And because I actually do live here, I put my suitcase away. I like move stuff around in my closet. It feels better. Yeah, it does feel a little bit better because at least it's like a weird point that you hit where you're like, okay, if I get organized to like make this space my own again. If you guys didn't know, I'm like home in my family home on Long Island. I know Danielle's home too, at her home in Tampa, Florida. So I feel like we're dealing with like a little bit of an environment change, but at this point we've been home for like a month. So that's,
God, that is so crazy.
I know. So I think once you hit the point of acceptance and you're like we were talking about before we started, Danielle, you were like, we're doing this for a reason. Like if we do this properly, like this could be over sooner than later. So like I'm at that point. How about you?
Yeah. Brooke and I were chatting a little bit before this and I was just kind of like, you know, because at first I had a lot of anger and not like I know that we should be doing this, obviously, but I was just like angry at the world like everyone else is. I was just so upset that this happened. And then, you know, I started hearing about some friends, parents that are getting, you know, the virus. And it starts hitting more home and then it really starts hitting and I'm like, wow, like I really do want to stay home. Like I don't want to get sick. You know, it comes to that point where my friend Katie said this, I don't know where she got it from, but you're not stuck at home. You're safe at home.
And I love that.
It's so good. It's so good.
It is. It makes you not even want to like go to the grocery store and stuff. Like I posted something, my mom and I made these masks. I don't know if I even showed you, Danielle. We like,
I saw your story.
Yeah, it looks like it's just like a bandana flipped over. They're like showing how to make them on the news and stuff because we don't really have like medical masks. So I'm just like, we're like making them and stuff, which is fine. They say that it's like just as good or whatever. Not just as good, but like it's like a great like second option or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
But even so, I like post about that and people are like, oh, you know, you and your mom don't have to go to the grocery store. Really, it could just be your mom. And at first I was like, oh my gosh, that's so annoying. And I was like, it's honestly true. Like, let's reduce the risk at like, you know, I guess I don't even need to go with her at this point, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Like I went with my mom one time and I almost wanted to just say like, either like, let me go instead or like you go, like we should like really minimize the amount of people. We had like a huge family meeting last week. We're like, okay, like let's just all be on the same page about this, whatever. My dad actually purchased these like nice reusable mask and I kind of look, it's kind of cool, it's kind of chic. So
really
I haven't used it yet though. I haven't left the house. It's crazy how much you really can do at home.
You really can. Yeah, especially I mean what the essentials in life is like what food and I mean like what you really just have to eat to survive and drink water and everything. I guess those are like your basic human needs and then everything else like if you could do your work from home and everything like that, there's really besides exercising I guess and like yeah it's nice to go for a walk and like do things like that, but there's really I feel that, Danielle, you realize that you'd have to leave the house a lot less than you think.
Yeah, it's kind of
scary.
It's really scary. I've just learned to like just bop from different rooms in my house or just like go outside or like go. It's, I don't know, like my friend Caitlin yesterday Snapchat us, she's like doing homework in my brother's room today for a change of scenery. And it's like, he has like deer hanging up in his wall. Like it's so like Southern and it's just so funny. So
everyone's just trying to switch it up. I totally feel that. I'm like trying to find new things to do. I was just telling Danielle, I'm just so like, every day genuinely would be the same for me if I wasn't trying to do some new things. So we'll get into that, I guess, a little bit in the episode. But before we go too deep into it, we wanted to remind you guys something, which I know we have a lot of listeners that just listen to the podcast, which is kind of
so cool.
Yeah. It's very cool. It's everything. Cool. Shocking. All of it. But Danielle and I actually originally started this podcast because we both have YouTube channels where we make like lifestyle vlogs, which is literally like the version of this podcast, I feel like, in real life. So if you don't even know what we look like, I mean, that's a great place to go to our YouTube channels.
Definitely. Yeah. We've been both making videos for, you know, 8 to 10 years, whatever. And we love it. We do beauty, fashion, lifestyle videos. We do lots of vlogs. It's basically an extension of this podcast and way more content. We post... We're each posting like at least, I don't know, I'd say 2 to 3 to 4 times a week, honestly, right now.
Yeah, I'm going for 3. I feel like you post a lot, even more than me.
It depends. I'm not really, I'm trying to make sure I post on Wednesdays and Sundays always, but like also other days too when I'm feeling cool. I don't know. But yeah, you guys should definitely go subscribe to our YouTube channels. We'll give you a second. Go check it out. Extra content for you guys. And yeah, we just wanted to give our YouTube channels some love.
Yeah, it's just our names too. It's Danielle Carolyn, Brooke Michio. I think I have the URL, Brooke Michio. Do you have the URL?
I do. Okay. So youtube.com/our names, pretty much.
Yeah, exactly. And with that being said, we also are posting a lot on Instagram, Instagram stories. I know this is like major self-promo here, but at the same time, if you listen to our podcast and enjoy our content, you probably should just go ahead and like follow on everything.
No, yeah, definitely. I would agree completely. And it's just like, I don't know. I think we're both posting a lot of inspiring stuff too, so it'll motivate you.
Yeah. I mean, I know, I think about the people that I listen to their podcast, like I have to go to their Instagram and follow them there too. Cause like, I just can't get enough of their content, you know?
Yeah. So. And I just like to see what they're up to at all times. So.
Oh, of course. And, we are doing like, Danielle and I actually just did. So I'm sorry if you guys missed it, but we did a giveaway where 5 winners won $100 Visa gift cards with our podcast and you and I. So we did like a little Instagram giveaway and we want to keep doing more of those. So.
Yeah. Cause we know a lot of you guys have lost your jobs right now or money's tight. I mean, it's like a crazy time for all of us. So we're trying to, you know, figure out different ways that we can give back to you guys in whatever way. So we're really happy we got to do that. And then we also, currently, if you guys are listening to this, it's going on until this Friday, April like 12th or 10th.
I'll pull it up.
Yeah, yeah. Sorry.
It's the 10th.
The 10th is this Friday and we're doing a giveaway with like us two and 6 out of our other YouTube friends that we love so dearly. So if you head over to our Instagrams, there's a group photo of all of us and it gives you the instructions on how to enter, but that's an Instagram giveaway and we're giving away 4 $500 gift cards.
Yes, cash, because we know that's what everybody wants / needs right now. And just looking for any way that we could like give back, like charity and stuff. I'm always open to stuff like that too. If you guys are like, you know, hey, like my sister's like cousin has like this foundation, like send it our way. We're totally open to all that stuff. We're looking to help out however we can. So yay. Because we know this is a really tough time. While we're on like the general housekeeping stuff, Danielle and I right now are both currently rocking the merch.
Yes. Comfy stuff.
Different pieces. Danielle's wearing a sweatshirt, a Don't Text hoodie. So comfy, so cute. I'm wearing the crop tees, which we do still have a few left in stock. So if you want them, you should probably go snag them before they're gone. We don't know when. The thing is with a lot of the merch is like people, I know like the tan hoodies went really fast and people get upset, but it's like we just do limited runs of these things. So we don't have just like stuff sitting in inventory. That probably makes sense if you guys like know business and stuff like that. So if you see something you like, snag it right away.
Yeah. We also just don't want to be wasteful. We want to make sure everything we're making is going out to you guys and we're not keeping like a ton in storage right now. We don't want anyone to go into extra work, any sort of thing like that. So definitely go check it out. It's really, really comfortable right now. We've been loving your Instagram posts, like Don't Text.
Oh my
like
gosh, the social TikToks, distancing.
The TikToks. Oh, keep them coming. I also love when you guys do at our TikTok. So continue to do that too in the merch, which is just so hype.
Oh, I love the dancing merch TikToks because you guys are so talented and amazing. So yeah, I know that money is like tight and stuff right now. So I hate to even be like, buy our stuff, like whatever. But you know, if you are interested in like lounging at home and want some new pieces, I wear our merch all the time. I feel like a walking advertisement for our merch. I know Danielle feels the same.
Currently. Yeah, we're both currently. It's just, it's comfy and it's just practical and it just puts you in a good mood when you're at home.
Definitely. That's the best way to put it.
Yeah. So for this episode, we are going to be talking about our quarantine morning routines kind of in depth. We've done some vlogs and everything like that, but we're going to be taking you guys through them. But before that, we're going to get into our highlights of the week.
Yeah, let's hit it. My highlight is definitely, I feel like it's a compilation of other things I said. I think I said a few weeks ago, I was like, oh, like my family dinners. And I saw your post, Danielle, about family dinners and how you look forward to them too. Okay.
It's like the biggest event of the day. Okay.
It is. But mine recently has been just something in general. And I can't even believe that this is me now, but it's actually baking and like trying new recipes and things like that. I know. I never used to be this person. I actually used to, I'm not going to say like I would judge people like that, but you know, those people who are like bakers in your life, you're like friends with them and they are always baking and like making things that are like, oh, like I'm baking. And I would be like, what the heck are you doing? Like, you know, low key, like I was like, I don't get it. Well,
low key.
Yeah. But then you get on TikTok and once you start liking a few recipe posts, you know how it goes. Like TikTok, like the For You page.
Oh So you've goes to them. It.
So yeah, so I've been getting a ton of recipes on TikTok. So I have made some like little energy balls. They're like, you're supposed to use peanut butter, but I use like almond butter and oats. I made the best banana bread ever. Oh my gosh. Ooh. And I tried the TikTok coffee. It's fun to like get out of your rut in terms of like, and I'm not saying that these are like healthy recipes by any means. I'm just like trying new things in the kitchen and like helping even like my mom with dinner and stuff like that. Like it's cool to like mm-hmm. learn those things now. And I have the opportunity to. So I'm like, hey, like let's learn.
I love that. No, that's so fun. I haven't baked necessarily, but I've done a lot of cooking. I learned how to make a frittata that I'm definitely going to make at home for like easy breakfast. Mm. Learned how to make gnocchi last night. It's definitely
Wait,
really
what?
Fun.
Really?
Yeah. Well, Michael is like a chef, so he, my mom's boyfriend. And
that's
so
cool.
He, I mean, I didn't do it. I just watched him, but it's like an intense process. Like he, you know, baked the potatoes and then riced them and then put them together as little balls. Then you put them. You
yeah, that's like, yeah, intense.
It's a lot, but it's really cool, and it's definitely a great time to learn hobbies like that. So maybe you'll bake me some cookies when this is all over.
Yeah. Oh, definitely.
Can't wait.
I've been really enjoying it. It's fun, and it's like I always used to think of it as like this huge, like labor-intensive process, and like it definitely is, and it takes more time. But at the same time, it like this is gonna sound so lame, but it like tastes better when you make it or when you find the recipe for it
always.
Or something, which is and kind you see, of crazy. Yeah.
It's crazy. And you like see everything that you're putting into the
You're so right. Thing. So even if it is, I actually do see it that way. So even if I'm like filling, you know, this banana bread with sugar and all that stuff, whatever the heck goes into it, mm-hmm. when you buy like a pre loaf of banana bread at the store, like you really don't know how they made it, you know?
No.
So it's like you could read the ingredients and stuff, but if it's like, yeah, it just, it hits stiff when it's from home.
Hits stiff. And it doesn't have the preservatives in it that needs to like last long on a shelf.
Yeah, you're so right. So. And TikTok really does. I don't know how to even recommend to find these, but they just come on, like I said, my FYP, but they have really like good stuff. I don't know, unique recipes that like I never would have thought of. So cool.
No, yeah, there's some yummy ones. My For You page is a lot of like, I always like seeing what other people's For You pages are too, you know?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
What theirs is. Mine's a lot of, dancing and then like funny ones.
Comedy.
But comedy, big comedy. I go to TikTok for a laugh or to learn a dance. That's like it.
Yeah.
Comedy.
That's cool.
Dinner and a show.
I'm losing it.
Take me to a club right now.
Oh my gosh. I will just give a brief
yeah,
update.
Yeah, talk about really that. Say- I want to hear. Oh, wait. Oh, wait.
Wait, I have two things to say.
Oh, I was going to ask about the festival that you watched.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh. I didn't even say that. Yeah. So there was like this online music festival. One of my friends posted about it. I would have never known that this existed, but it was basically like the first, it's called Digital Mirage, the first online music festival. And they like literally put out set times of like all of these EDM artists.
So crazy.
It was over 3 days. So I like watched the people that I like watched like Cascade and I think I saw like 4B.
I should have.
Yeah, just the people that I wanted to see because I like, you know, you could go based on the time or whatever. When I remembered to watch it because some of the sets were like at like 3 p.m. I was like, all right, I don't know if I could like listen to like rave music right now, but I guess I could. So that was really cool. I love how like companies or like people are all coming together to do unique stuff like that. Like I love how these artists are like, oh, sure, like I'll record a set and like throw it up like from my house, obviously. So I guess. Yeah, I'm not really making it clear. Like, they all recorded it separately from their house, and then they just, like, streamed it, so.
So sick. I love that. Yeah, you could, like, really, like, turn down the lights and, like, go wild. I didn't. I wish I did.
I know. And then the second thing that I will just note is that I am learning to DJ. I am learning, you guys. It's happening. It is.
Finally! I'm so proud of you, Brooke.
Thank you. I've been saying it for a while now, and you guys know. I've actually gotten some people, like, message me, and they're like, oh, DJ. Like, people will say, like, you know, you should DJ. Like, you've always wanted to. And
oh, they're reminding you. I love that.
Yeah. I'm working on it. So I feel like that's a good hobby. Not that I'm, like, picking this up as a hobby, but, like, I'm
learning the basics.
I'm downloading a software to like teach me how to do it. So
really, you know, that's
yeah,
because
so there's this one called like DJ, and it like I think it's like $50 or something, but it syncs to your Spotify, so you can like I know, dude. Okay.
You might need to teach me.
Okay.
I'm interested.
Yeah, so that was a whole lot of highlights. Honestly, I had a pretty decent week.
There you go. Look at that. Brooke and I were talking before. She's like, I don't really have much to say. Like, it's been a chill week. And look at all this.
I know. I forget. I, like, have to dig it all up. It's also been 2 weeks because last week was your episode with Ryan, which was fire. I love that. Thank you. Go listen to it if you guys didn't.
It's really cute. He did a good job. I was listening to it. His voice sounds, like, really good in it. I don't know how to explain it. Like,
it does.
It, like, sounded – it was good audio, and he did a great job. He was nervous. He was drinking beer the whole time, but
– I listened to Gretchen and Max's, and did you listen to that one?
No.
She's like – guys, I'm laughing because Max has been drinking beer the whole time too, so that's funny.
That's funny. I was like drinking my kombucha and he's like, can I have a beer? I was like, yeah, sure. Like, I don't know. I guess I just forget sometimes, like, what we do is so second nature to us, but for other people, like, it's like, no, like, I need,
yeah, like, they beverage. Need like a little liquid courage. Yeah, I get it.
It's just so crazy. Like, I don't know. I don't know,
I think I'd do a better job without the alcohol, actually.
Yeah, I think I don't know, but Brooke and I do want to do like a fun little like wine episode soon.
We should. In quarantine, that would be fun.
Yeah, in quarantine. Well, it sounds like you've had a great week and I'm so happy for you.
I'm trying to make the best of it. Like I said, like I'm at that acceptance phase. I'm just like, I'm going to, like, you know, I'm not seeing anyone for a freaking month now, I guess, at least. So I might as well do what I can. Yeah.
Did Boston, because I know, so they had everything close to April 17th. Did they extend that already?
Yeah. I think
until April 30th or?
No, I think it's through like into like the first week of May now. I have to check on that, but I'm pretty pause that it's, yeah,
love that, woo.
So I'm not like, that's the thing, I'm like, I'm not rushing back to get to anything. Like, I whenever I get into fights with my family, I love to make the threat, like, I'll just go back to Boston. There's nothing there to go back to.
I did that 3 days ago. I was in the worst mood and I was like, guys, I'm going to Athens tomorrow. I can't. I wasn't actually gonna.
No, you just have to use that as the threat, and then like, but then your parents are like, you're not actually going, like, you know what I mean?
Like, they like, know, okay, Brooke, yeah.
They know and you know, like.
No, yeah, because I have some friends that have gone just to like live in their apartments in their college town or whatever, and they're like, wait, like, because no dining halls are open, no place are open, they're like, yeah, I have to cook every meal, I have to clean even more now, and it's just like, it's almost better to be with your family right now.
Totally. Oh my gosh, I get dinner every night and I could do whatever the heck I want the rest of the day. I'm living my life, like, it's not that bad.
I know, my mom started assigning chores, so that's been,
are you serious?
Yeah. Well, really thankful, and we do have a cleaning lady, however we felt that it was best for her health and our health.
Yeah, of course.
Didn't, so last week was her last week for a little bit, so I'm fine with it because I, you know, I do my own laundry, whatever, but my brother's like, no. So
the horror.
It's definitely the horror. And I was like, Freddie, you've been in college for a year, like, don't you know how to do your laundry? And he's like, yeah, I do. It's just funny. So we're definitely thankful. She's been awesome. We've had her for like literally 10 years. Shout out Ilona. But yeah, so but we're still, so you guys know, we're still paying her, so yeah.
Oh,
she's not out of work. We just wanted her to be healthy because she's older too. So
totally. And that's just like, those are like the type of, not that that's unnecessary, but it's like, that's, it's a cleaning service. It's not like, you know, that required to like run your household, you know? So like,
yeah, I get that. Exactly.
Yeah.
No,
and
for sure.
I know like a bunch of my friends, like my friend Mariah was the last one still working, and she just got told today that she could work from home. Finally. I was like, dude, seriously. Yeah.
She's been, oh my gosh, that's crazy.
She works in the field though, I will say. So she does like, she works for like a liquor company, but it's like in the field, so she has to like physically, it's like sales, but it's like direct sales, like to the actual like liquor stores and stuff, so she's not like sitting in an office working, but she was told she could finally do it from home. I was like, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
I think it's time that everyone works from home if you can.
I know, that's crazy, that's wild. Well, so my highlight is big highlight, probably the highlight of this whole quarantine, is my Peloton.
All right, I want the whole experience, like the, I want the, like, my Peloton story, like, start from the beginning.
So I've been going back and forth on, I wanted to find a bike or something to have in the house. And I talked with the CEO of Purevelo, and she was trying to source like a Purevelo bike for me because they only sell them wholesale. And she was going to see if they had any extra that I could pay for, whatever. That wasn't a possibility right now. And I didn't want to buy like a super cheap bike. And I also knew that if I bought a bike for the house, I wanted other people to be able to use it. And for the Peloton, like, I can teach my own class, or I, you know, I can take one of the classes on the screen. And I know that my family wants to as well, and they wouldn't know how to just spin on their own. Anyway, so I decided on the Peloton. I thought it was going to take forever. It only took 2 weeks. So 2 weeks ago, I bit the bullet and I did it. And I'm so happy. It was a full like white glove service. These two men pulled up. I mean, now it's a little different. It would have been a little bit of a different experience if like COVID wasn't a thing. But they assembled the bike in the driveway. They brought it in. Boom, done. Plugged it in. It was awesome. I love it. I got the 2-pound weights on the back. It's literally like a spin bike. And
wait, you get to choose? You get to choose your weights?
Yeah, online. So it's like 2 or 3 or whatever. And I went for the 2.
Yeah, so. I go for the light ones too.
Yeah, always. And the screen is huge. It's like an iPad Pro times 3.
It looks like it. It looks nice.
It's really nice. And the classes are really awesome. I've only done 2 so far. I've taken Cody's hip hop groove ride. And apparently groove rides on the Peloton are the most similar to rhythmic spin in the sense that they do like more movements like tap back and stuff like that. And then I've also taken Robin's Lizzo ride, only 2. And then this morning I did one, but I did my own. I just took one of my playlists from my class and I just did it. It was so much fun. And I just can't even say like how much my mood has changed. Like my anxiety is like gone. I don't like have a pit in my stomach all day.
Wow.
It's crazy. And I think that's just all working out. But I haven't really been working out other than bike rides, which has been great. But it's sad, but I don't really get much joy or excitement out of just the other workouts I was trying. So I'm really, really thankful that I was able to Peloton. So it's been really fun. And it's just so cool. I could just like go downstairs, take a class, come back. I don't know. It's just
that's
so fun.
So cool. No, I'm so happy for you. I have more questions about the Peloton then. So is it similar to a spin bike? Like what similarities, differences between like a regular, like not even just SoulCycle, but just spin studio bike, rhythmic spin? So
it's basically exactly the same. Cause that was my worry. I was like, can you like sprint on it? Because you know, like those bikes at the gym where you can't get out of the saddle. Okay. Mm-hmm. So that's what you mean. So yes, it's exactly like that. Like you can do, it's a little bit lighter. So sometimes when I'm going really fast, I can feel my bike kind of moving, but I think it's also, I have it on weird tiles. So I need to like get a mat. Or so I don't even know. Like I need to figure that one out.
Okay.
But it's completely the same. It's a little different than each bike, obviously. Like at Purvelo we have low bars. I don't think at SoulCycle they do.
Okay.
Like, you know, like under, so I'm used to like having a low bar and this one doesn't, and it also doesn't have like a super far one to do reaches out to there. But for the most part, you know, it does the job, it's perfect. You know, it has a knob to like increase resistance.
And I have questions then about the classes. Are they live?
So they're live to begin with, and then they put them on. So like, there's always new classes being added. I haven't taken a live one yet.
So like anyone could pop on and like do those.
Yeah. But like, I think the first time that was recorded, it was live because the instructor would be like, I see you, blah, blah, blah in California. But like, it wasn't live. You know what I mean? They just, which is good. They upload them. And it's so cool. They like record them in this Peloton studio in New York City and like people can take the class. But right now, like the newest ones I see, it's just like the instructor in there, which is good. You know, gotcha. Obviously. but there's something else I was going to say about all that. I will say though, I don't like how it shows like your cadence and your resistance and all these numbers. Like I don't like to spin off.
Oh, it does. You can't turn them off. Yeah,
you can. You can. So I minimize it. But like the thing is with that, since I'm not really paying attention, like I would rather just, I don't like a lot of resistance personally. Cause I would rather tone my legs than like kind of gain more muscle in my legs right now.
Gotcha.
So heavy hills for me tend to make my legs bigger and I'm just not looking for that look right now. So like it'll show that I'm not like doing that well in the ranks because you can see like
but it's like preference. Yeah,
but
yeah,
I'm
yeah.
like that's not, and so sometimes it's like, oh, that sucks, I'm in 100,000th place or whatever it is. It literally shows you. So I don't know, it's definitely different in that sense. But some people want the numbers and they want to see their RPMs and everything like that, but I just don't. So I just minimize it. But yeah, it's good.
So the classes are good and everything. That's really interesting. Because I just have so many. Yeah, I feel like you have to do all of the content about this Peloton because I know. Interested. And Danielle asked me, she's like, would you get one? And even actually my family asked me, they're like, would you get one? And my thing was like, I don't know where I'm. Okay, well, we have a gym in our basement, so I feel so annoying like that I wouldn't get one. But then the second part of that is how bulky is it? Like you need to set it up. You can't like fold it up.
You can't fold it up, but it wasn't as big. It's only 130 pounds, is what they told me. So, like, okay. I mean, 2 people can easily move it around, but no, you can't. I think you can disassemble the screen. I don't really know how, but it's very light and it's very movable. Like, it doesn't take much space, like, width-wise. Like, it's really, like, just, like, a normal spin bike. You'd be surprised.
Gotcha.
But I know it's like you're moving. And it's like, where would you put it?
For apartments and stuff. I think it's a great concept, though. I love it. I, in real life, I love going to spin classes because I like leaving the house. But I think for right now, though, that's awesome. And I'm happy for you. And you can bring everywhere now. Like, you could bring that to your apartment and stuff like that if you wanted
to. So my plan with that, a lot of people have been asking me, is I'm keeping the Peloton here until further notice. Like, because when I'm in Athens, like, you know, I'll go to Pure Velo, hopefully, and like be teaching spin again. But when I'm home for the summer, home for winter break, like the spin studio that I go to here is kind of further and it's expensive, obviously, everything of the sorts. So it'll be nice if like I do want to work out, you know, and my mom and her boyfriend and my brother and my dad, they're all very interested in using it. Mm-hmm. Oh God, my apartment complex is calling me. It's probably like, hey, you haven't picked up your package.
Yeah,
I haven't been there.
I feel that. I have like I get the email and it's like it has all of my packages listed on it. I'm like nervous for what I'm about to go back to.
I'm terrified. I know. And now they're doing it. They're like, we're gonna put your packages at your door, and I'm like, please don't do that. Like, I'm not there. Yeah. Like, just keep them.
You can just hold on to them.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not ordering anything there, but you know, PR packages and stuff go there. It's always times.
Yeah.
But yeah, so Peloton, great. I'm really happy about it. There's times, you know, in the classes that I'll add my own moves just because it's not as intense, but it does the job and it's fun.
Cool. Okay. That was good to hear. That kind of answered all my questions about the Peloton. I feel like it's worth it. I was reading, I don't know if it was our Facebook group or another one. It was like something about the Peloton. Is it worth it? And the thread was like, yes, like it's amazing. I feel like the reviews of it are all so like great.
Oh yeah. And I was always sketched about it. I was like, like, I don't know, I kind of always look down on it. And I mean, they're seriously, especially for this time, it's just awesome. And like the guy that when he came, we were like, how many bikes are you delivering today? And he was like, we're delivering 9, which is like wild. Usually they just deliver like, you know, one at a time, because they usually come in this like Peloton van and it's like super nice, but they had to bring this huge white truck because they had so many bikes in their van to deliver that day. So they're doing great. So I don't know if they're a public brand, but I would buy stock in Peloton right now. I don't even know if they are, but
Danielle's giving investment advice now.
So. I don't know about your family, but like it is such a big topic here to talk about stocks. I don't know why.
Yeah. Did you actually know that our podcast, I was telling someone about our podcast and they went to the website, the podcast one website, it's listed under the business section.
I know, it's just like that. It's just not us. Like, I'm sorry. Like,
it's listed under the business section. I was like, oh my God.
Sorry if anyone's let down. We are not a business podcast.
No, I think it's funny because I don't know what you would even categorize this as. Like, we're not, I don't know, whatever. It's fine.
Lifestyle. There's not like a lifestyle category, I guess, though.
It's like life and like there's one like society and culture, and then there's another one that's like life and health or something. But I wouldn't say we're a health podcast either.
So definitely it's like, not. We're snackers over here.
No, I do have a lot of people in my life talking about finances, though. My dad was like doing his like I like walked downstairs and he like had his computer screen up and he was looking at like his like retirement stuff, and he was like, oh my God, like so stressed about it. And I was like, honestly, and I know like my advice doesn't mean anything, but I was like, Dad, everybody's in the same boat right now. Like the economy is trash. So it's not, you know, I mean, it sucks, obviously. Like, we'll be okay. It's not like they need to access that money instantly, but it's like scary totally to look at your retirement fund and be like, what the heck?
Oh, it's absolutely crazy. I mean, I've been spending way less money just because, you know, you want to be careful. Like, it's just so important right now. And I mean, I know a lot of you guys are probably in the same boat. I had a lot of friends that were working on internships or in the middle of interviews, and now those interviews have been stopped. Or like my friend that is supposed to have an internship in Atlanta this summer, it might be online, and now she's like really sad about it because like she wanted to like have a summer and be in Atlanta and like be there. She didn't want to do an internship online. So there's definitely a lot right now. So my heart goes out to any of you guys that are going through that right now. And if you're stressed about not having an internship yet, again, like what Brooke said, everyone's in the same boat right now. Like, there's going to be a lot of people applying for jobs this year, next year, that, you know, these companies are going to have to be a lot more understanding if, like, let's say you didn't have an internship this summer or whatever.
Maybe. I was thinking about that. Yeah. Cause, or what if this is like your time? I mean, internships totally, cause it's important to, like, if you're applying for a full time job, like, you probably want to have an internship under your belt before you apply for a full time job, like post college. So, like, I was thinking about that, but everyone's in the same boat, like you said. Or even if you're applying for a full time job, like, don't put too much pressure on yourself at this time because everything's weird. And I know, I mean, companies are experiencing layoffs straight up. So I don't know what the deal is with hiring. Like, I don't know what, like, my job, like my role that I did last year, if they're still hiring normally. I don't see how they could be. Like, the company itself is experiencing layoffs. So
it's a lot of companies are doing furloughs as well.
Okay, I don't know what that term means.
I just learned it. I sound smart. Haha.
I was like, teach me.
Because I have some friends like Biggs and stuff that are on furlough, which is basically a forced unpaid vacation. So they're not being fired or laid off.
Yeah. It's just like you can't work right now. Yeah.
You can't work right now and we're not paying you. Sorry.
Okay.
Basically.
So I know what that is. That's like people who work like hourly jobs, kind of. Like if you work an hourly job, like you're not on a salary, it probably is a furlough.
No, people on salary as well. I don't really know though. Yeah, it's a family member of mine. I don't know. I don't want to like say things that aren't
true. No, totally. But I get that because I know people who like work, let's just say they work like at a medical office or something. They're like an assistant, but they're not on salary. Like they make an hourly rate. Like obviously that if it's like a plastic surgeon office or something like that, office is like, because all optional surgeries are canceled right now.
Yeah.
So it's like then they can't work. That was just an example that I was using.
That makes sense. Like there's like literally no way that they can that's probably what it's mostly.
Or like a clothing store employee or something like that. That's not on a salary unless the company's paying unemployment. But it's I get it. It's tough times.
It is. It's like the wildest thing ever. Anyways, let's pivot.
And now we're going to talk about materialistic stuff. Oh, yes. Wait, you have something first.
Really, really quickly. I don't think we've talked about it in a podcast. We have gifts now on Instagram story.
Oh my gosh. Incredible. Yeah. Emma's the best. Our graphic designer, creative director, everything of the sort. She literally does it all.
She's everything. She's the brand, honestly.
She is. She's so good at like branding and everything too. And I know a lot of you guys might be looking right now for someone to do graphics and stuff for you. You should definitely hit up Emma. She's tagged in all of our Instagram posts, but it's, if you search on GIFs on Snapchat too, Danielle, I don't know if it's on Snapchat.
Jiffy, just anything Jiffy, I guess. Yeah.
But you have to make sure that you hit stickers, because I had friends that hit not like they didn't do it under stickers. They did it under like regular GIFs and like it doesn't come up.
Oh,
that
yeah. No. Yeah.
So if you go on your Instagram or Snapchat and search on GIFs, GOTG, short for Gals in the Go, you'll get all of our little stickers. And they say like, you know, that you're currently listening. So if you want to screenshot this episode and post on your Instagram story.
Yes, we love it. There's literally one that says pivot, one that says I am unwell. There's highlight, low light. Yeah. Don't text. That one's so good. That might be my favorite.
I know. There's don't text in several colors. There's like swipe ups too. If you guys want to do like your own swipe ups on your stories, or just
there's a little microphone.
Yeah, it's cute. Our faces.
Our faces, if you ever desire. Well, like not our faces, but imagine like if it was like our actual.
We should do that.
Just our animation, like the podcast. Yeah. That would be really funny. Really fun.
We should do pictures of us two together and like do the side by side or something.
I would love that. I'm emo.
We should do some other like funny ones. I don't know what we should think of, but maybe like a little one of like you on a Peloton.
Oh yeah, we should do a spin one and like an iced coffee one. This is good. This is great. I'm dead.
We're getting carried away. Okay, but now that is like a favorite though. It's I'm so happy. We've been working on that for a while. Who knew the process to get gifts was like a long process?
Yeah, and we didn't know. So like a while back, we just thought it just didn't get approved. And then Emma texted us like last week and was like, surprise, like I got them. And
they're live. The I was like, oh my gosh, this is incredible.
It was the best. It was the highlight of that week for sure. It's a little thing.
We have a lot of highlights.
We do. It's good stuff. All right, so let's get into our current favorite.
Yeah.
These are a few of my favorite things. Okay,
mine is no surprise, I know, to many. It is just the whole tie-dye trend in general, but specifically doing it myself, because I've all of the time in the world. Help me. No, seriously, it's been really fun. I ordered a bunch of stuff from Amazon because like I'm not gonna like go to the store and go shopping for it, but you could order stuff online, like a dye kit if you don't have one. Or I know what the first time that I ever did it, I did it with just bleach. So if you have anything that's like a darker color, I bleached a black sweat. Did I talk about this on the pod yet? I don't know if I did.
You might have, but just like keep going.
Sure. So you could use like bleach that you have at home and like watch tutorials on that. But I think it's so fun to actually tie dye, and you like just purchase the dye and like put it in a little squeeze bottle and do it. And it's like a fun activity to do.
I want to. Now I'm like really tempted. So many people have been doing it.
They're fun. It's fun. You could tie-dye our merch if you want, or just anything in your closet, like repurpose stuff in your closet. How fun is that?
That is fun. Yeah. Taylor King, she did a tie. She
I saw
her Gals in the Go crew deck. That was really cute.
Very cute. And just something to do. Like, I feel like we're all looking for like ways to stay busy, I guess. And you could look up like fun tutorials or like get inspiration on Pinterest and like try to recreate it. I don't know.
And like, I don't know. I don't want to spoil too much, but if you guys like tie-dye.
If you like tie-dye, then just stay tuned.
Just stay tuned till our episode next week. And that's all we got to say about that.
Yeah. What's your fave?
So my favorite are the Outdoor Voices workout sets. I've been wearing them a lot. I've been wearing a ton of different colors. A lot of the Instagram pictures I've been posting lately are in them. I have a yellow one that I posted in, a pink one I posted in, then I wore my green one today. They're very flattering. I think it's the tech sweat leggings. Yep. And the Doing Things bra, perhaps, is the set that I like.
I love the Doing Things bra. I also really like the one that's like the high neck bra because I have like a larger chest. So I just feel like it holds things in. Yeah. Especially when you're spinning and stuff. You don't want to be like poured over the bike. You know how it goes.
Yeah, definitely not. Definitely not.
The look. The
pouring over. Good God. Oozing over.
Help us.
I am unwell. But yeah, no, those sets are great. They're really happy and they're great for just like I'll work out in them or I'll go for a bike ride in them. Or I don't know, like in one of my pop culture class, we were doing like this assignment on athleisure and how it makes you feel. And it truly does make you feel just more put together. And then you feel like it's already like, oh, I should work out because I'm like in this outfit. Mm-hmm. And just, I don't know. It's just like a good at home look.
I like that because I've been wearing a lot of sweatpants, and I will say I put on leggings for the first time. Not even jeans, leggings for the first time in a while. And I like remembered like I have a body. Like it sounds so stupid, but I was like, oh, wow. Like this is like to wear tight clothes. Like
it's so true. I actually am the same way. I put on leggings for the first time yesterday because I get lazy because sweatpants are so much flowier and easier.
Yeah.
And then the leggings just take forever to put on these days.
I know you're like hauling them up. Yeah. No, I feel that. And the leggings are just so comfy too. Like you feel like you're just wearing a giant blanket, but then I feel that, and then I feel gross about myself, and I don't even know. I try to do that look where it's like the tight tank top and sweatpants. It doesn't work for me. I don't know. I just don't think it's my look. I think leggings are more for my body. So
yeah, no, I feel you. It's exciting stuff.
It's the little things. So now we'll talk about a quote because want to uplift.
We do want to uplift. We got to inspire. We always like to, I don't know. We started adding this into our normal episode because I know that you guys have been liking them.
Yeah, I think it's good. And mine's from an Instagram account. I always love to shout out stuff like that. So yeah, I've talked about this Instagram account right now. It's We're Not Really Strangers. They have like great like little quotes and reminders. Yeah, I always post them on my story, like repost, because I just like connect with a lot of them. And this one I think is really, we didn't even talk about like this notion during this time, Danielle, but the quote is stop comparing yourself to people who are on a different journey than you. And I think that has to just do with quarantine in general and how it's not a productivity contest, and how it's okay to chill right now, or it's okay to work right now. It's okay. Yep. You could take it at whatever speed you want. And if you want to be lazy and lounge on the couch and eat your weight in food every day, like that's cool. That's kind of my vibe right now. But at the same time, if you want to, you know, wake up early and work out and like get stuff done and like focus on you, do that too. And I think everybody's taking this, like no one's ever gone through this before. We're in a national pandemic. And it's important to not compare yourself. And I think it's so easy to go on Instagram and be like, oh, like this person already did their morning meditation and like journaled and did everything because they have so much time in quarantine, and like compare yourself. And you can't do that.
I would agree completely. I think that's something like at first that I was struggling with. I was like, oh, like now's the time for me to, you know, be doing as much as I can. And it's just so important. Like yesterday, I pretty much just chilled out. I learned to dance. Like I just kind of had fun. But then today I had a way more structured day and I'm a lot more, you know, in a hustle vibe. But like, it's so important to like use this time as downtime. Like, take it to your advantage.
Exactly. Yeah, you're never going to have this time. Danielle said something so great to me the other day, which I didn't even think about. My parents were gearing up to sell this house at the end of the summer, or like put it up for sale in the next few months and then like leave by the end of the summer. It's delayed now, obviously, where like you can't really put a house up for sale right now because you can't really like welcome people into your house or whatever for like, you know, house tours and stuff like that.
Definitely not right now.
Yeah. So anyways, but Danielle was like, Brooke, how great is this? You get to spend more time in your childhood home. Like, and I was like, you are so right. This isn't my childhood home, but it's like the most recent home I've lived in or whatever. So I get to you know, live more time. And it's all about seeing those positives, I think, in this whole situation. But at the same time, you have to figure out what your vibe is for all of this. And like, I listened to Skinny Confidential. I love their podcast so much, but they were talking about how this is a great time to like invest in yourself and like do things you've always wanted to do, which I think is great too. But if you're stressed and this is mentally taking a toll on you, take care of yourself first. Like, that's fine. It's okay to be that way.
I would agree. Everyone, you know, feels differently mentally right now, and especially at different times. Like, there'll be a time in the day where I'm in a great mood and then my brother is just in the most negative mood, and it affects me. But then sometimes I'll be in a bad mood, then my family's in a good mood, and it's just everyone's kind of going through their own waves right now. So you just definitely still have to just feel your emotions. I know I talk about this all the time, but
No, it's true. And it's scary. I watch the news. Honestly, you guys, like, people are like, how to deal with the news. It's scary. Straight up. People are dying. It's scary. Like, there's no way around it. So it's okay to feel those emotions and be like, wow, I'm living through a international pandemic. Like, what, you know?
Yeah. It's very true.
I don't want to freak anybody out, but I just want to be like rational here and let you know that it's okay if you're not like starting your side hustle and like grinding and stuff. Like, that's okay.
It's very okay. This is the first time in a very long time that I've been like, you know, Danielle, if you want to sit here and watch a couple episodes of the show, go off, sis. Like,
go off.
Because also how I'm justifying is, okay, so I'm currently like obviously doing online school. So there's definitely like time I have to, you know, go towards that. But because my dad was like, maybe you shouldn't be posting as many videos because you're still doing schoolwork. I'm like, yeah, but there's so much time not spent me walking to class, me going to a spin, me going to hang out with my friends. There's sorority so much extra time. So chapter. There's so much extra
spin.
Time. That
yeah,
a
you,
couple,
did you say spin?
Yeah. There's just like a couple extra hours in the day where I can like use those to just be lazy.
It's true. And take advantage of that. And however, whatever makes you happy though, like if you're, you know what I mean? If you're not in like a place mentally where you want to be doing that stuff, like hopefully you don't have to be. I mean, I know everyone's financial situation is different, so I don't mean to be like, you don't have to work right now, but like, you know what I mean? So I play video games because it makes me feel better. Like, yeah, that's fine. Like, it's not that big of a deal. I don't know.
It's not. It's not at all. And I think, and that's something that we usually don't talk about. And right now, gals on the go are telling you to just relax.
So. Gals on the couch. We
have decided. So, yeah, I mean, there'll be times where I'm like in the mood to just chill. And then yesterday I was just like, I can't sit around. Like, and then I just went on YouTube and I learned how to do this dance. Matt Stefanina.
Cool.
And he reposted me and I was freaking
really?
Out.
Oh yes, my God.
Because that's he's so cool. Like a dancer I've looked up to forever. And we have been DMing. He's like, oh, I'm jealous of your weather. Like LA is rainy. And I was like, oh my God, are we friends?
Oh my gosh.
Like that's literally sick. Like Maddie from The Bachelor follows him. Who else? The Ellen Show follows him. I was like, what if they've seen me dance? That's I think about.
That's sick, dude.
So, yeah. So, my quote is kind of on the note of everything that we've just been talking about, but I really liked it. And it says, I got it from Pinterest. The Pinterest ones don't usually have credits, so I'm really sorry. But it says,
yeah, no worries.
Being positive isn't pretending that everything is good. It's seeing the good in everything.
I love
it. Yeah, it's simple, but it's true because I kind of struggled with that. I was like, I don't know, I was FaceTiming Ryan the other night and he was like, smile. And I'm like, I was just like, but not everything's good right now. And then I like had this moment of thought and I was like, Danielle, that doesn't matter. Like you can see the good. You can see the good that you have an amazing boyfriend who you're FaceTiming right now and he doesn't want to see you sad. Or, you know, every night for dinner, we'd like do an intense like gratefulness prayer and we're just like, thank you for this food. Like some people are literally struggling to eat right now. And I'm so grateful for that. It's just seeing the positive of everything. Like, okay, like this sucks. We're stuck in our house. There have been many periods of my life, especially in the past few months, where I was like, I wish everything was canceled for like 2 days. And did I jinx myself? You know, like it's just,
exactly. We've all felt that way though. Yeah.
Exactly.
There was times in college when I felt that too. Like I was just so overwhelmed and I was like, I really need a day to catch up on everything. Well,
yeah.
Now you got 2 months. So
all Gucci.
Seriously though, it is really important to, I like that because it's so easy to pretend like everything's good and be like, haha, like life is so good right now. Or even like you just said, you know, you have a great boyfriend that you can FaceTime with and like you have friends that like will do Zoom calls with you and your family that will eat dinner with you. And
yeah.
You're allowed to still recognize that like not everything is perfect. Like that's so fun.
Yeah. It's like feel your feelings, but also take those feelings and be like, okay, like that sucks. But what's the good part of that? Because I mean, there's a couple exceptions But there are so much good in every situation that people just refuse to look at. Because I find myself like that a lot. I think it's the Virgo in me. I can get really stubborn about things. And even if like I'm feeling better, I'll be like, oh, I'm still mad about that. I'm still sad about that. And I, mm-hmm. you know, it's something I'm working yeah. on. So
personal yeah. development.
Yes, for sure. Oh, this is a good episode. Well, so now Brooke and I kind of broke down our notes, our quarantine morning routines, kind of how we've been starting our day, what we've been doing, when we're waking up, you know, all the things. Mm-hmm. So Brooke's going to talk through hers and then I'm going to talk through mine. I love this. It's like Skinny Confidential Me style, too. You know, we're going to be as specific as we can.
Yeah. I feel like yours will be interesting to hear because you're doing the whole online school and bit of it all. Mm-hmm. So, but I'll just hop right into it, I guess. I'll kick it off. We're 45 minutes into the podcast and we are finally getting into it. No, it's good. I love catching up with you guys. Okay, so I have been waking up. I've been trying to wake up at a reasonable hour, but at the same time allowing myself to sleep. So I've been doing like an 8 to 9 o'clock wake up. I feel like that's reasonable. Some days I try not to set an alarm. Usually I hear stuff going on in my house, honestly, like I hear my parents awake and things like that. So today I woke up in the 7 o'clock hour, but like I would say at the latest 9, unlike my brother who wakes up at 2. So, you know, I'm doing pretty decent, but at the same time, if that's how you want to spend your quarantine, whatever. But I just think the whole day is gone if you let the day slip away. And I'm not saying you have to wake up at 6 or whatever, but at the same time, like being up in somewhat of the morning hour feels really good to me. So that's why I like it. I go downstairs, I bring my Hydro Flask downstairs, refill my water, and then I make coffee. I always do coffee right when I wake up, and I always do iced coffee. Recently, I've just been doing the high brew, cold brew. It comes in cans. I pour it in, and then I do almond milk, just like unsweetened almond milk that my mom gets, and then I drink it. I have it right now. Here we go. I have it in my metal straw, and that's what I drink in the morning, and then I drink my water. Sometimes I watch the news in the morning. I try not to, though. Usually I talk to my mom. I'll hang out downstairs. Sometimes I bring my laptop downstairs. Sometimes I don't. Then I'll go back up to my room. By this point, it's like, 9:30, 10? And then I honestly, like, at that hour, after, like, the coffee starts kind of flowing and stuff like that, I'm in a flow. So I'll make my bed. I wash my face, brush my teeth, do the personal care, stuff like that. And then I get to work, like, emails or stuff like that. I love to like tackle if we have to, like, we've been working on a lot of stuff for the merch. So I'll like, you know, go to like our text thread for the merch and like be like, how's everything going? You know, check in with everybody. Just personal, like podcast stuff, personal stuff, business, housekeeping things on, I don't know. We're always in touch with Emma for like the Gals on the Go Instagram and stuff like that. I feel like it's just kind of right. Coordinating back and forth, I guess. And that's really it. I actually don't eat breakfast. I've been trying to stick to this. I mean, today, did I eat Stacy's pita chips at 10:30? Yes, but I try not to eat until 12 just because I do a lot of eating throughout the day and usually into night. Like my family eats dinner at like 7 and then I'll have like a nighttime snack at like 9. So I'm like, if I could push back my eating at least until 12, I'm not hungry in the morning anyways. So like I might as well, unless I do listen to my body. Like if I wake up and I'm hungry, like I will eat, but I try not to eat. Been doing a lot of vlogging so you guys can always see what I'm up to. And then usually by like the halfway point of the day, I get into like an activity or something that I'm doing. Like I said, if it's baking, tie-dyeing, or helping my mom with something, I try to do like one thing every day. And I usually start that at like the afternoon point. And that's really, and I guess that's my morning in quarantine. Damn.
That's a pretty great morning, I would say.
Yeah, like it's that. Slow. I honestly have been looking forward to the mornings and stuff, and it's nice not waking up feeling stressed. I'm really like so thankful that I have the luxury of that I could wake up and not be like super, you know, anxious and like, you know what I mean? I take it slow and I do it at my own pace and really listening to my body. Like I said, you know, if I'm hungry, if I don't want coffee, I don't drink coffee. If I'm hungry, I eat. If I'm not, I don't.
So, I love that. Our morning routines are actually kind of similar in ways.
Really?
I mean, obviously, like everyone's mornings are somewhat similar in the sense that
our mornings are similar.
But like, well, certain things you said. Okay, so
yeah.
Unless it's Monday, Wednesday, or Friday, because I do have a class at 10:10 that like I can't miss. That's my only class that I have to like live Zoom for. all the others, I don't. I haven't been putting on alarm, which is crazy. But like Brooke said, I personally still have been waking up early on, like, either I like hear people in my house awake or like my body just wakes up and I'm like, gosh darn it. But either way, it feels more organic and it feels better just knowing that my body got the sleep that it felt it needed. I don't know. I think it's just a lot better to do. But for me, like, I have some friends that like actually have to put an alarm on because they literally will sleep till 2. It's just different. Like, I know Brooke said, you said your brother is a sleeper.
Oh, yeah.
It's just different. No, not really.
Oh my gosh. Oh, well, my brother also stays up to like 4 though. So like, it's not like he's just like a bear, like sleeping, like his sleep schedule is just like his sleep schedule is just like trash. So it's like, but it's okay. I've been on that too. Like when I was in high school, that was my sleep schedule. I would stay up all night, like doing random stuff with my computer. So like
exactly, no judgment at all. It's just different. So yeah, my family in general is pretty early risers, like, and I think there's a point there's just a point with my family that after a certain hour everyone's like, forget it, like, we're just gonna talk as loud as we want, and then I'm like, all right, I guess I'm up for the day. But yeah, so I've just been waking up in the morning, I turn my twinkle lights on, they make me really happy. Aww. And then I actually make my bed right away because I know that the next time I come back in my room, if it's not made, I'll just get back in it. So I just make
it. That's smart. Okay.
And I open my blinds, big into that, just like starting the day off right. And
I do that too, always. Yeah, you gotta get the light. You have to. You gotta get the light going.
Gotta get the good lighting. That's the YouTuber in us, I think.
Yeah, I know. We're like, okay, if we open them now, like, we'll be like crisp.
It's so important. Maybe I'll light a candle. And yeah, there's some mornings where I'll literally stay on my phone for 30 minutes and just catch up. And other times I want to wake up right away. I usually get out of bed because I'm hungry or I have to pee. So it's one of the two. Yeah.
That's so you. Starving. That's the story of Danielle, actually. She always has to pee and she's hungry in the morning. So that actually is you.
You said something in Boston when I was with you. You're like, there's always something like that you have to do. Or not. I don't remember how you work.
I know what you mean. Yeah, no, you're like a baby. Like, it's either like you have to go to pee, you have to eat, or like, I don't even know what
else. I'm like really thirsty. It's so funny.
Yeah, you're right. Oh my gosh, you want water. Yeah.
It's so weird. I'm just like, I listen to my body really hardcore. I think it's bad.
No, that's good. That's a good thing.
Anyway, so yeah, then I walk over to my bathroom and I don't do a full skincare routine, but I will use my cold press peel pads, either the Sephora collection ones or the Naturally Serious ones, just kind of refresh my face. And then I'm a big breakfast person, contrary to Brooke. This is where Brooke and I's morning routine.
We're different. We're
split
very
up
different.
A little. Yeah. I literally, no matter if it's 5 a.m. or 10 a.m., I am a hungry gal. So I've been making, I love Dave's bread. And I just make toast with that, or I'll do eggs if I'm feeling it, and berries, some sort of fruit. And then I'll sit outside in the fresh air just because it just feels nice to like go outside, or I'll like have some coffee with my mom, whatever. Nothing like crazy. I don't have like a big cup of coffee yet because I find if I have it too early, it doesn't really work. I have to.
I heard you say that in your vlog. I was like, I haven't never heard such a thing, but please explain to me why you feel this way.
Okay. Well, not like if I have to go to class, like, yeah, like give me the coffee now. Like, when times were, you know, different. But like right now, like, I don't really need coffee to like go to my online class. Like, I'm fine. Unless I'm like actually so sleep deprived. But if I'm not that tired, like, I wait, like today I waited to have my coffee until right before we recorded at like 12. Mm-hmm. And it hit better and it just worked. And I needed that second boost. I don't really know. It's just weird. Okay. Anyways, so I sit outside, I let my food digest. And then I've been popping on a workout set, Outdoor Voices, a Purvello set, Lululemon, whatever it may be, and I go downstairs to my Peloton, my new baby, and that's what I did this morning as I worked out before my class, because then it's just kind of like it's out of the way, and it's not like I have to wake up extra early to drive to the place. Like, it's a lot easier when it's like in the house. I'm sure you would agree. And yeah, I do some sort of workout there. Then I shower super quickly, just a little body shower, or wash my hair depending on what my hair is at in the day. And then I do my online class. This is, I guess, not on Monday, Wednesday, Friday. I'll like attend my online class. But if it's not Monday, Wednesday, Friday, I will. Oh my God, I'm recording right now. Oh, thank you. Oh my God, thank you so much. My brother just delivered a green juice.
Aw, that was
shout
so
out
sweet.
Freddie. I got
shout
so scared.
Freddie. I know, Freddie. I just got the spooks.
The spooks. Oh, I have a story about that after. Oh my God, spooks. So yeah, or I'll just sit down and get some schoolwork done, some YouTube work done, whatever. And then I go, once I've like woken up a little bit, then I head over to the Nespresso, and I've been making an iced latte with soy milk. I started using the Pike Place Nespresso pods. They're like a Starbucks blend.
Yeah. Okay.
And Maggie recommended it. And so I got those on Amazon, drink that. Then I head back to work. I've been trying to, like we were talking about earlier, splitting up where I do my work. Cause if I'm only at my desk, like we do podcasts, YouTube, and schoolwork all at my desk, like I go insane. So you got to switch it up. Yeah, so I've been doing some work outside. If the weather's okay, the sun's not right in my face, whatever. Then what's next? I'll come inside and either Brooke and I record, or film a YouTube video, or edit. And then I pretty much daily I've been learning either a TikTok dance or like a YouTube dance, and just kind of like doing
big TikTok gal these days.
I know, it's just not like the funny ones though. I'm not really good at being funny. I just like the dancing ones because they're just like so much fun.
You're a dancer.
And yeah, I'll like FaceTime someone, or my mom, or me, my mom, or my brother and I will go for a bike ride. And yeah, and then I usually eat lunch, and while I eat lunch, my mom and I usually watch the morning show. That's been our routine.
Great show. Oh my gosh, great show. Yeah. We should talk about shows and like movies and all that stuff like next week or something, because we said we're going to do that. We'll do that.
Definitely will do that.
What a routine. I didn't say my skincare stuff, I guess. I actually I don't do morning skincare. I really just wash my face off from the night. And then like if I'm putting on makeup or something like that, then I would do like moisturizer and stuff like that. But like the nighttime is like my skincare heavy part.
No, I would agree. Oh, I guess I kind of forgot. Yeah. Well, the reason when I wake up, I do the peel pads. And then because I don't like to put on moisturizer before I work out, because I feel like it makes you break out.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So then after my shower, I just do like an eye cream and like a serum or something to like
have a glow. Okay.
That's it.
Glow. Yeah, you know. I have makeup on today too. It depends on the day. If I wear makeup, I would say probably like 2 or 3 days a week I wear makeup. Not all the days, but it makes me feel so much better. Gosh, the days I put on makeup, I'm like, I have literally leggings and makeup on today. I'm like, I have a body and
I'm dead. Oh, wait, the spooks. Okay, I almost texted you the other night because I was like, that spooked. I was on an Instagram live and I did one at like 11:30. It was like late.
Late night.
And so as Brooke can see, I have two windows behind me. As I said, at my desk, in my bedroom, there's two windows behind me. And, you know, my dad always says, you know, at night, close your blinds, whatever. And that night when I was filming the live, I had one blind closed and I just got lazy and I didn't close the other one. And there was this girl. She was like, don't you feel a little creeped out that like one of your windows is open right now? And then instantly I was like, oh my God, is someone behind me? Like, what if someone's looking into my, you know, room right now? Like, I was getting so spooked. Like, I was like, holy crap. Like, that whole night, like, I remember that same night, someone called our home phone twice and it was just like in the middle of the night and it was just
sketchy. Phone will ring and there will be nobody there.
No, really. It was this girl named Liz and she called. And I didn't think. She called and then I like didn't answer, but I waited for the voicemail. She didn't leave a voicemail. Then she called again, this Liz chick, and I just got really spooked. And
why was she calling you? What?
I would guess that because it was like a name. It wasn't like a 1-800 number, so I'm guessing it was like someone that was trying to like they kept getting the wrong number, and she tried again, and it was us again. Because it was only twice, but I was just like, it was a spooky night, and I almost texted Brooke and was like, dude, I'm very spooked right now.
That's a story.
Yeah. Wow. I mean, it's not like a crazy story, but like I did get spooked and I did think of you. So,
yeah. So it's like the pieces kind of all lined up. I get that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's a very funny story. Danielle gets the creeps, what the spooks, whatever you want to call it, like so easily. Ooh. I swear. That's so funny. Someone on Instagram live would be like, Danielle, don't look behind you. And you're like, oh my God, someone's there.
My room is literally on the second floor too. So like no one can really like be at my
window.
Window.
Like they would have to like scale your house to like get in. Yeah. Like you would hear
them. I'm like so spooked right now because my blinds are closed. I'm scared I'm going to like open them and like.
Danielle, it's 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Like it is 1 o'clock.
You never know. People are weird.
Oh my God. Gosh, she's extreme, you guys. That is absurd. I have no words.
No words.
Well, I guess our days are kind of honestly, and then people ask me about my days, like, you work from home always. How is this any different for you? I'm in a different environment. I'm home. We're all not allowed to leave really. So like it's, yeah, even, as much as it doesn't affect me, it does. So
yeah, your feelings are completely valid.
I haven't seen anyone my own age in like a month now. I forget what people look like. I am like, I have my brother who's a few years younger than me, and then he's like 5 years younger than me, and then I have my rents, and it's a squad.
And your dog.
Oh yeah, my dog, she just turned 10. We had a little birthday party for her.
You didn't tell me. I would have wished her happy B-Day. I would have done a story.
Happy birthday to Brooke's dog. She's good. We made a cake and then we gave her treats, saying happy birthday. We didn't have like a 10 that's going up in a vlog soon. We didn't have a 10, like the number, so we did a 5, a 3, and a 2 because we were like, oh, it adds.
No, you 10. Didn't.
Yeah.
I'm so dead. I cannot wait to watch that. Oh my
yeah,
God.
It was fun though. We sang to her and she was like barking and stuff. I feel like everyone knows what's going on because I've been vlogging, but I forget that I'm like a few days behind because I have to like edit.
Yeah, I was like, I didn't see this.
Yeah, no, it'll go up soon. I'm trying to do upload days. I'm kind of messy. I think everybody's a little messy right now, but that's okay.
A little messy. On the note of birthday candles though, I have some guy friends that are twins. And so they were like, like a ton of our guy friends just like put on their story because I thought it was funny. They were like reposting his story of it. And it was like on their birthday, they were twins and they had a cake with birthday candles and they used a blow dryer to blow out the candles.
Oh my God, stop. I didn't even think about that.
Their parents were like, you are not blowing those out. Like if we want a piece. And I was like, that is so funny.
I didn't think about that. Oh my gosh. Wow.
So something random anecdote.
Random anecdote. No, that's funny. Oh my
guys. Oh my God. I sent this TikTok to Brooke and I actually sent it to Morgan last night too. It's this TikTok and it's like me when quarantine's over and it's like bus, plane, another bus. You know, it's like all these things you're going to do. It's like boat, kayak, go restaurant, bar. Like it was the funniest TikTok. If you guys saw the one I'm talking about, like it's so funny.
That's I like I that. That's like, very funny.
It really shows you like I never want to cancel a plan again. I'm going to have so much like guilt now when I cancel plans. But...
Oh, I'm not canceling any plans. I will catch me out of my apartment every night. I will be with people of my own age every day. I want back to back. I'm going to be that person. Like I used to be like, oh no, like I've been with people all day. Like I'll go home at night. Like I'm going to be that. Oh, I will be that person. Like, what are we doing after this? Like,
are we going to eat after this?
Like you can sleep over if you want. Like, yeah. I will be that person.
Please come spend time with me. I feel
please.
So
hey, if you want to hang, like I'm free.
No, yeah. My mom and I are talking, and I think there's gonna be a lot of things that are changed, but the world's gonna change for the better in a sense that we're gonna value time a lot more together.
Yeah.
A lot of people are gonna want to go outside more just because that's what they were used to doing during quarantine. Like, there's gonna be a great shift in this world. Yeah. For the positive.
You know that I'm not a toucher or a hugger or any of that stuff, but I can't wait to like touch people again. Like I know
I feel you, sister. No,
it sounds
it's
so
weird.
Crazy. I want to hug my friends. I want to see them with my own and I like tweeted something and then I deleted it because I got angry. I was like, I'm sick and tired of like FaceTime dates or something. And then everyone was like, you should be grateful. Like you're still spending time with your friends. And I'm like, there's something different about actually doing it in person. I'm sorry. Oh, yeah. It's totally different. So
yeah. No, I feel like that's really valid to say. Like, we're all sick of it. We all want to be in the same room because there's a sense of like, I mean, like even with the podcast, like, I mean, I think we do a really good job of recording like mm-hmm. from FaceTime. But like that one time we recorded in your apartment in Boston, that
so
episode
different.
Did really well. Like, it's just you're able to see like, I don't know. It's just more of a vibe. Like, I can see your hand motions and stuff.
But yeah, yeah.
Being in the same room as someone or, like, being with your group of friends and all just laughing in person is a lot different than, like, on Zoom and, like, oh, wait, what'd you say? And, like, oh, what?
It was lagging. It was lagging. Yeah. Can you repeat that?
Yeah, wait. Oh, Abby, you're frozen. You're frozen. Yeah. Like, stuff like that. So
really? It's definitely funny. Seriously does. I completely sympathize with that. And I'm just, like... I'm thankful, obviously, because it's brought me closer to a lot of people, too, and FaceTiming people that I haven't FaceTimed in forever. And I think a lot of people are in that boat, like, you know, reconnecting with people from their past and stuff, which I think could be a great, like, a very beautiful thing, honestly. But at the same time, I'm getting a little stir crazy. I think we all
are. Oh, yeah. Every couple of days, I have a breakdown. So it's completely okay.
Okay. Well, feeling your emotions. There we have it.
Yeah. I tweeted this, but it's true. Like, I've really seen, and I'm sure you too, like, who your true, true friendships are. Like, people who you really, like, even through all this, like, who you're still, like, making sure to talk to and who you're on the phone with and who's reaching out to you, honestly.
That's interesting. Yes. Because it's, like, we're all going through it. So it's, like, it shouldn't just be a one-sided thing. Like, but how are you doing through all this? It should be, like, a mutual, like, oh, you've been affected in these ways. Like, and you're right. It's interesting.
Yeah. I mean, for the most part, it's, like, the relationships that I thought would stick around, like, have and, like, we've been talking a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just been interesting I don't know. It's just been interesting to see, like, who I haven't really, like, I have no idea what they're up to right now. And I thought that they were, like, a really good friend, etc. But I don't know. I'm all about making effort. But if they literally make no effort, I'm sorry. Like, you're not worth my time. Like, that's not fair.
So. I know. And it's hard. I will say it's hard because I just told Danielle, like, and she was, like, trying to catch up. Danielle before this was, like, trying to catch up. And I was like, I have nothing new going on. And I was like, you know what? I do. Like, I just have to make the effort back. So, like, I think it's easy to slip into that. So if you guys, like, reach out to your friends, because then they'll reach out to you. Like, even if you're going through it, like, reach out to a friend and tell them. Like, be like, I'm honestly not doing too well. So...
Oh, I'm a big proponent of that. Like, some people feel like they have to hide their feelings, and everyone's different. Some people don't like to tell everyone their stuff. Mm-hmm. I do. I
think that's
like
fine.
That. And that's fine. And like, I have people in my life that are okay. But I even told Ryan, I was like, I know we don't text 24/7. We're not that kind of couple. We're more FaceTime. But like, if something funny happens in the day, like, text me. Or if you think of something random and you don't want to bother me, like, just text me. Like, that's what I've been trying to do. Like, if I see a funny TikTok that reminds me of, like, my friend Dawson the other day, I saw this really fun TikTok, it reminded me of her, I sent it to her. Like, just like little things.
Yeah, I get that.
I think it's super important to keep communication. Then maybe that'll spark up a conversation, and then you guys are FaceTime buddies or whatever it may be. I don't know.
Easy. There it goes. I literally, like, locked the door in my room, and I'm like, Mom and Dad, don't come in. I have FaceTimes back to back tonight. And they're like, okay, Brooke. Like,
well, that's the one good thing about all this is that you're with your family so much that they can't get, like, mad. Like, last night we were at family dinner.
True.
And I would leave to, like, do anything. And I was like, I have a FaceTime date with Ryan at 8, and it is 8:30, and he's waiting on me. Like, are you guys cool if I leave? And they're like, yeah, of course. Like, I'll see you tomorrow and the next day. Like, it's like,
you're so right. You're so right. Because normally I feel guilty, actually, like, totally, leaving family activities. Or if they're like, we're all watching a movie, and I'm like, oh, no, like, I don't feel like it tonight or whatever. Like, you don't, you're fine.
It's fine. Yeah. Whereas, like, over winter break, or if you're home for a week, like, right, it feels so bad. You're like, oh my God, like, I have to spend as much. But right now it's like, yeah, fam, you'll get me tomorrow and the next day and the next day.
I'm so thankful that I have my family with them. Cause, like, I can't even imagine if I was quarantined alone, like, straight up. I see some of our YouTube friends that are doing it, or even just with one other person. I'm like, oh my God, I'm just, like, I'm very thankful to be here. And even with my brother, we've been getting along, which has been fantastic.
Yay. So,
we do get along. We just, five years apart's a big age difference.
It's a big age difference. I always forget that.
Yeah. So we have things that we do together now, or it's been allowing us to have more time to figure out, like, what we can do together, you know what I mean? Versus, like, I don't play lacrosse. I can't, like, go out in the back and, like, have a couch with him. I feel like you would do that, but, like, I'm not like that, so.
That's so funny. Freddie and I were talking about it because he was, like, he didn't realize that you and Sal were 5 years apart, so then we were talking about it.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, like, you and I will go throughout the football, but I can't see Brooke, like, going through the football with Sal. Like, it's so funny you said that because I literally said that to Freddie yesterday.
I don't. I'm not that person. My dad,
have a couch.
If I said, like, Sal, you want to have a couch, he'd be like, no.
Also, I've never heard that phrase, have a couch. Is that a lacrosse thing, or is that a northern thing?
Well, I don't know. I feel like, my brother, my dad would be like, you want to like throw around the ball. Like, I guess I can't have a lax catch because we don't have, like, a net set up here. And apparently we used to have one set up, but we had to have, like, all these special nets and everything because you throw the lacrosse ball really hard, really fast. So it's, like, really dangerous. You can't just, like, fling.
So it's a lacrosse thing. Okay.
Yeah. So if you're like, so they'll, like, have a catch where they throw it back and forth or whatever, but you can't, if you're shooting at least at, like, the level that he plays at now. Yeah. He can't really do that in the yard without, like, getting it through, like, our neighbor's glass window or something, you know what I mean? Like, you don't know. But I feel like you guys, like, throw around the football and stuff and, like, fun stuff.
Mom and I have been a lot. It's really
fun. That's fun. Yeah, that is fun. My mom would never.
Brooke, I'm not gonna do that right now. I can't do the accent. I'm not
she'd be like no, she works out every day. Like, my family, like,
she's
does their
active.
Own
active.
They do their own fitness thing, but we're not like the type of family where we're like, we're gonna play flag football. Like,
I know everyone's got their own thing that they like. Like, I know a lot of my friends' families have done game night. We haven't done that yet.
We just got a puzzle. We didn't start yet though.
Puzzles are it right now. The puzzle industry.
I would recommend invest.
I almost said it, but I did it.
I would give it an investment. No, seriously, we bought this puzzle, and it was like one of the last ones. Like, whatever, we couldn't find any. All
the last puzzle.
It was no, there series. Was really cool ones on Amazon that I wanted to pick up, but the one of them, it was so cool. It's like this color wheel, 1,000 pieces. And it's back ordered until like mid May. And I was like, well, if we play our cards right, I'll be back in Boston by mid May.
That's incredible. Wow.
Yeah, so I don't know. Well, it's been cool to like try new things that you wouldn't normally do. Like I said, I'm a baker.
I literally had in my notes, Brooke talks about bleaching and baking. Yeah. We like wrote notes on what we would talk about. That's so funny.
I know.
Too
should
good.
Should I put that on my Instagram bio now? Like, you know how people put like what they do? Should I be like podcaster, baker, like
bleacher.
Bleacher of clothes.
I just noticed your profile says something that I thought was very funny.
Oh, chaotic energy.
That's yeah, I was like, that is hilarious. That's what yours is right now, right? That's the last time I saw. Yeah, chaotic energy. I really liked it.
I feel like it fits my brand.
Oh my god. It really does. No, it does, because I saw it. I was like, that is Brooke. Chaotic energy. Just
random. I see a lot of people do chaotic neutral. I don't know if that's from something. Is that like a quote from something? Chaotic neutral. I'm not chaotic never neutral. I have like, chaotic energy. But
it's probably Aries. From like Perks of Being a Wallflower or something.
Yeah.
Chaotic neutral heart.
XX.
People are going to attack us. Like, we're probably talking about something just like not good. XX. Oh my god, I'm dead.
I feel like people would get like a tattoo that says chaotic neutral.
I'm looking this up right now, or put on a nude hoodie. Chaotic neutral characters and an individualist who follows their own heart and generally shirks rules and traditions.
Oh, that's not me. I'm a rule follower, but so I'm not chaotic neutral. Chaotic energy though is just like absurd. Like I just feel like my life is insane and like I do insane stuff. And sometimes I am actually genuinely insane, so it's fine.
I love it.
Chaotic neutral.
Chaotic neutral XX. We need to go.
I know.
This episode was great. This was fun. We always do that after each episode. We're like, that was good. That was fun.
I
know.
After we get off, we're like, okay, I would say that was pretty good. But I would actually say that this was a good episode. I'm happy because it put me in a better mood. I hope it put for you guys in one. Yeah.
Yes. Aw, well, Ellie, guys.
This is fun. Check out our YouTube channels, Instagrams. You know, we're always doing giveaways, so great place to...
Yeah, we'll probably do more soon. We're feeling it. Danielle Carolyn, Brooke Michio, those are our handles for, like, everything. And, yeah, I hope you guys are enjoying these episodes. You know, look out next week for an exciting announcement. And guys, Brooke's birthday is next Wednesday.
Oh my gosh.
So annoy her with birthday posts next Wednesday.
I will graciously accept them. Thank you guys. I love my birthday. So
yeah, Brooke is very affected by all of this for her birthday. But it's okay.
I know.
We're going to make it fun.
Yeah, maybe we could do like a birthday party of some sort.
Please.
We'll figure it out.
I will look forward to that. Please.
That would be fun.
Okay. No, I think we definitely should do Zoom. Anyways, we'll talk about that later.
All right, we love you guys so much. Chat soon.
Chat soon. XX.
Bye.
Mother's Day is just around the corner, which means it's time to find a gift. I always try to decide what to get my mom because I always am so proud of what I get her and she's always so excited. So I feel like each year it just gets hyped up more and more and I just have to keep impressing her, even though she would literally just love a hug, probably the same as your mom's too. But I love using a gift guide to find a perfect gift for my mom. Because she doesn't want anything. She just wants love. But she also does get excited when I give her a gift. So Macy's actually has a Mother's Day gift guide that's perfect. You can shop by price. So they have 25 and under to 100 and under. They have categories like fragrance, handbags, and more. Or you can use the gift list like for the mom who has everything. Or gifts that are already wrapped and ready to be gifted. And for grandma. There's so many different options that Macy's has. Some of their top gifts are the Dolce & Gabbana Devotion Eau de Parfum, Coach Floral Printed Leather Cassie Crossbody Bag, and the Le Creuset Shallot Dutch Oven, of course. So you can shop all of this at Macy's.com/giftfinder.